gonna. Okay, I'm gonna go to my bullet points and redo it here. So, we've got the, we had a work session yesterday, 11 a.m. Supervisor Bashaw, Gashke, myself, and Bueller were at the meeting. Legal posting in the newspaper, I assume we're good.
You have that, and I'll say that into the record. So it was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on January 30th and February 6th.
Okay. The first items on the agenda here are the vice of trust, and we'll just, any, where's the microphone at that they come forward?
It'll pick up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you do come forward, Andy will review the stuff and then just speak your name and address for the record. Tell us why you're here, and once Andy introduces it.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to go through the committee, who's present? Roll call.
We can. Sure. For the record.
Yes.
For the record, Supervisor Gashke.
Present.
Supervisor Franco.
Here.
Supervisor Bashaw.
Present.
Supervisor Kubicki.
Here.
And Chairman Carroll are here, and also Youth and Governance.
I think Olivia contacted. Did Olivia contact?
I have her down as excused. Yeah. I'll double check it.
Okay. That's good. All right.
All right. Then we'll move to item number 6, which is William and Diane Fleece, revocable trust owner, William Fleece, agent, rezoning. Oops. Sorry. We got up 1. 5. Can't skip ahead. Same name and all. In regards to a comprehensive plan amendment, 2515 100th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner, William Fleece, 2515 100th Avenue, William, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, agent, request an amendment to adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection to farmland protection and general agricultural and open land on tax parcel number 454-221-1620301. So I'll show you a couple maps of the comprehensive plan and then the other ones just so you get a full picture of where things are at. So this is the map for the comprehensive plan, which is the item number 5. So you can see that the property is outlined in purple, which the main area will remain as it is, but then this odd-shaped area here in the middle, which we'll get into and explain why that is. This 10.94 acres is the area that they're looking for a rezone, and to do that they need to be able to do the comprehensive plan change. And this, keep it in mind, is that Paris does not have a comprehensive plan that indicates where the changes should occur, because they have a point system that's based upon acreage for property, and so every property runs through that point system to determine on how much how many parcels can they subdivide, and then what size are those parcels. And so that's why you always see a comp plan, a rezoning, a CSM every time in Paris, and actually in Brighton, because they follow the same thing. So the reason why they have this is because they're doing a land division, and I'll show you what that is. So we have a land division, which is the CSM. So this is the overall of the property. Again, so you can see exactly with what we were talking about, this area here. And this is a drainage canal shape. And so it's a little unusual for this to occur in Paris, and the petitioner will be able to add a little bit more about it. But because of this as a natural feature waterway, it makes natural boundaries, and otherwise there would be properties on both sides and no one can get from one side to the other. And so everyone felt that it just made sense to, for this to be created as a parcel. It's a little larger than normally would be done in Paris, but it's kind of just fits. There's no other way to really subdivide and take into account the waterways that are there. And I think you'll be able to see that a little bit. I'll pull up the rezoning map. because it has the air photo on it. So you can see here where you have the canals all coming through the property, and that's what creates that. And so for right now, we have the comp plan before you, and I guess the petitioners, if you can just state your name and address and maybe just run through a little bit again why you're coming before the committee for all these requests to create this parcel.
Okay, I'm Bill Fleece, or William Fleece, and my son is looking to build a house, and he wants to, he has a 4-acre vegetable garden, vegetable field. He wants to go to like an 8-acre, so that would work out for him. So, and that's why we're doing it.
So basically for the home site, and then for just more agricultural production.
Yes.
Yeah. For vegetables.
Yes, for vegetable agriculture.
I had some comments. Is now the right time to bring that up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, thanks for coming before the committee here. And it's more related to the property, to the CSM, and, you know, we're talking about the comprehensive plan here. Should I just reserve the comments to the CSM?
I can talk about it all now.
Okay.
Sure.
So what's unique about this is that the property line is essentially the center of the, let's call it a waterway, drainage canal, ditch, or whatever. And my experience with agricultural ditches is that eventually you need to maintain them at some point in time, whether it's for vegetation or siltation or something. Hopefully not siltation, but they eventually need to be maintained. And my concern is that we don't have any ordinances or any rules against it or whatever to guide us down this, but when maintenance has to happen, if in the future, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years down the road, one property owner says, hey, I want it to be left alone, the other one says, no, it needs to be maintained, there can be a disagreement there, and essentially the cost of maintaining it might be a little bit of a disagreement. When it's within the family, I don't think you have any issues, obviously. But just think about that. There's nothing that is on our books that says you have to do anything. But when you're creating the land division, just think ahead about 50 years from now in case you sell it to somebody who's not in this room right now or not part of the family, of how you maintain that.
Okay.
Because it can be an issue. And in fact, one of the other local landowners, Randall Rossi, was talking to Andy about this. He mentioned the Senate workshop yesterday that there's the drainage districts that there aren't any really in Kenosha County to help maintain the flow and the drainage and stuff like that. So if a downstream landowner doesn't maintain it and blocks it up, whether it's beaver dams or whatever or something like that, then the upstream might be negatively affected. So it might be good to indicate that, you know, and I don't know how to do this. I'm not a land division expert.
I can help you with that.
I'm just saying that maybe on the deed or on the CSM, you know, put them responsible for maintaining the drainage in these areas or something like that.
Yeah, I think what he's kind of saying is that because we don't have anything that would dictate to do something like this, like for instance, when we have an access shared driveway, in the ordinance it states that you have to have an easement agreement on how you maintain it. So I think what the supervisor is indicating is that you could create a document, an easement agreement. Of course, it's between yourselves now, but in the future it may not be, on how it might be maintained, so that we don't have that situation where one wants to do maybe some dredging and the other doesn't, and then you can't do it. But if you have an easement agreement, that solves that problem. So you could consult with an attorney to come up with that. That's how you would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd write it up, get it recorded. It costs $30 to record it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, that's it. Any other questions from the committee members?
Okay. Real quick question.
Sure.
I see the boring marks on the graph. Did it perk? You got everything that you need out of it?
Yes, I believe it did. So.
So you'll have nice.
I didn't really pay much attention. I did that with the helps.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent.
Okay. So again, this is related to the comprehensive plan amendment, and Andy, the vote tonight needs to be...
Roll call.
Roll call vote, okay. And before we get to that, seeing as we have any more questions from the community members, not seeing any, just a minute. Anybody here from the public that wants to speak for the petition? Anybody here want to speak for the petition? Okay, not seeing any. I'm going to ask if there's anybody here to speak against the petition. Anyone here to speak against it? Not seeing any. The town, what was their position on this?
Yes, we do have from the town, and the town of Paris met on this on January 23rd, and a motion was made and carried 2-0.
Any motions from the committee?
Make a motion to approve.
A second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Gashke. Any other further comments, questions? All right, we'll start with youth and governance. And again, roll call. How do you vote on this?
Aye.
Okay. Committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Roll call, my bad. Supervisor Gashke?
Aye.
Supervisor Franco?
Aye.
Supervisor Bashaw?
Aye.
Supervisor Kubicki?
Aye.
And Supervisor Carroll was aye. So, unanimous. All right.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a motion that we take items 6 and 7 concurrently?
Yes. So there's a motion to handle items 6 and 7 concurrently.
Second.
We have a second on that motion. And just for everybody's understanding, this is a rezoning and a certified survey map being considered at the same time. So same property, we're thinking about rezoning and CSM at the same time. So all those in favor of voting on these together, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right.
Okay, I'll get both into the record then. Yeah, so item 6 is William and Diane Fleece, Revocable Trust, 2515 20th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner. William Fleece, 2515 20th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation to A1 Agricultural Preservation, A2 General Agricultural Lowland Resource Conservancy District, C1 in the PUD Plan Unit Overlay District on tax parcel number 454-221-162031, located in the town of Paris. And that also is in regards to item 7, which is a certified survey map, all of which we've already described and indicated with the different maps of what's occurring.
Okay. We've already heard from the petitioner. I don't think there's any other additional comments that you want to make at this time, but feel free. All right. Any other questions from committee members? The only one that I have is that just making sure that you've gotten a copy of the, there's a letter here with the conditions of approval. There's 2 pages of them. I just want to make sure that you've received them. You understand what you're clear about. Okay. All right. Not seeing any other questions from committee members. I'll ask anybody from the public that's here to speak for the petition to come forward. Anybody here to speak for the petition? Not seeing any. I'll ask if there's anybody here that wants to speak against the petition. Anybody here to speak against it? Not seeing any. Andy, same thing with the town. I imagine they considered the rezone and the CSM on the same day.
They did, and it was approved. Motion was made to approve, and it was approved 2-0. And then if there is a motion to approve, it'd be subject to these conditions.
Right, yeah. And, okay. So then, do we have any
motion to approve item 6 and 7, the rezoning and certified map, per the conditions?
All right, Supervisor Bashaw made the motion. Supervisor Kubicki seconded it. Any other comments or questions from committee members? All right, starting with youth and governance, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
Okay, and then committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And then Andy, just the next steps for the...
Yes, so next steps is that the comprehensive plan to rezone goes before the committee. The chairman will present it. You do not need to be there in attendance. He'll present the case before the rest of the board. And then after that, the county exec signs, and then we send out letters that indicate that everything was approved. In regards to the CSM, you have that, and I'm pretty sure that your surveyor received it as well. Those are all just details that they have to put in there so that it's in the proper recording form. Once it's all ready, then you can submit it to us and we'll get it recorded. We already accepted the recording fee, so we already have that. So that's the next step. So probably you're talking at least 2 weeks on our end, and then however long it takes your surveyor to finish up.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're all set. So thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, yeah.
Good luck with your garden.
Yeah, thanks.
Your house.
Thanks.
There are lots of wells.
Yeah.
It was dry last year.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't fun.
Put on number 8.
I may have.
Yes, so number 8 is
the rezoning one may
Mark Park, Burlington, LLC, 1844 Commercial Boulevard, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Owner, Eric Dennis, 271-2-302nd Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 52155. Agent, requesting a use permit to construct a propane tank and dispenser in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 954-219-314-0640, located in the town of Wheatland. And so I'll pull up the map for this. And just so you know, I did get a call from their agent, and he was not going to be able to make it. But for any questions, we can call him. So he is available. I have his number. So I have it right here if we need to. So
okay.
I'll pull up the map. And then the site plan, so here is the property. So this is the property where the request is taking place. And then, more importantly, you'll want to see the location of the tank and the tank and what it's going to look like at a different location. So this is the tank's 3,000 gallon tank. They put the concrete ballards around it. It has a dispenser box. This is only to be dispensed by workers, so it's not like it's for the public can come up and fill up at all. They have to pay, and then a worker will come out and fill up the tanks for the RVs. So that's how that's going to work. And then on here, this is the location. You can see the two buildings. This is the front one, and then this is their other storage building, and this is going to be located right over here with the bollards for protection. They do, by the conditions, they do have to follow state regulations, which they are aware of. They do this at other locations all across the state. And I will pull up the conditions. So these are the conditions. They do have them. I spoke with them on the phone. They're all okay with them. You have a copy as well. There it is. So, I'm just gonna scroll down. So they had the meeting for approval, and then they needed to be at a certain distance, which they are meeting, and then they have to follow local permits, which they have to register with the state. So that's what I know, and if you have any other additional questions, then we'll call them and get them on the phone.
It's not a question to filer. This is a question for the Sheriff's Department. What is water patrol? Discussion is taking place. Sheriff's Office take over water patrol for the season of 2024.
Something. Who is this?
No, you're just reading.
Something stapled together improperly? Or?
I think you're reading the minutes. Of the minutes, it's all the minutes of their meeting, of course. There's just one
there. First separate item, got it.
Yeah.
So the first page, the front and back is conditions of approval. The second page is the minutes.
And that's what I was reading through, but it's like, what is water?
It's on the back top of the second page.
Shifted gears, Brian.
I was reading ahead.
So my understanding is we've got a process for this in the county, and they're following it. There's a process that they need to go to the state and then the other agencies to get approvals and sign off on it. So
correct.
It's they're following it and everything's in performance.
Yes.
So. All right. Seeing as the petitioner's not here, do you have any other questions, committee members? I do not. I'll ask if there's anybody from the public here that wants to speak for the petition. Anybody here to speak for it? Anybody here to speak against the petition? Anyone here to speak against it? Not seeing any. We already have the town's approval recommendation in the in our packet here, in the minutes from the February 12th meeting. Any other comments on that, Andy?
I do not.
Okay.
Motion to approve item A.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Gashke. If there's any other questions, ask them now. If not, go ahead and take a vote on this, starting with Youth and Governance first. How do you vote on this?
Aye.
Aye. And then rest of the board members, all those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right, this approved.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. And so they're aware, they just have to sign the conditions, I mean, because they're not here
right
tonight, so they know that they'll have to do that and get that to us, and then they'll be able to go ahead.
That's usually my one question. Do you have the conditions and do you accept them? They're going to have to. So.
Yes, right.
All right.
Okay, then we're moving on to item number 9, which is Irving 1 LLC, 122 North Grand Avenue, Odessa, Texas, 79761. Diedrich Family Farm LLC, 2000 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Russell Brothers LLC, 11909 Richmond Road, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Owners, Country Thunder Music Festival, 730 Gallatin Pike North, Madison, Tennessee, 37115. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit for a country music festival July 20th and 23rd, 2024, with an assembly over 5,000 people in the following tax parcel numbers: 604-119-304-0405, 304-0100, and 311-0200, located in the town of Randall. So I'll just pull up the map for everyone. And we have the town representatives here, just so you know. Sheriff, as you can see. So for any questions on that, we can go over that. But here is the property. It's the same areas that have been for many years. And the conditions before you are the same conditions as last year, except for the date changes. I think the one aspect that was, and the town can speak more on this, but the time change was altered. Instead of being 2 a.m. to finish, it's 1 a.m. and that was at the request of the town. And I guess anything else, Craig, if you want to state anything more, and then, or if then the committee can ask you questions if they have it.
Other than that, no, I have no other anything else to say about it. If there's any questions, I'm here to take questions.
Can you state your name?
Craig Bottomley.
And you represent Irving now?
I represent Country Thunder.
Okay.
Nope. No.
Sounds good.
On the good side.
And okay. Officer Klinghammer, Eric, thank you for coming. You know, yesterday we talked about this, and I was like, you know, there might be some questions to some of the board members or the community. I see the town chairperson is here from Randall. Sheriff, thank you for coming.
Yes, sir.
Last year we had a lot to talk about. We had a person on the phone as well. Is there anybody else that's going to be joining us, or is it just right here? Okay. There were some concerns from the prior year's event, and I think that those were all addressed through the conditions of approval plus through the activity control license. And so I think everybody paid a lot more attention this past year to how things went. I did reach out to, I talked to Howard Skinner, the president of Twin Lakes, and he was going to get back to me if he had any concerns or complaints. He said he personally didn't know of any. I'm going to check with the Chief Hall out there as well, too, but I didn't hear anything back. Paul, do you have any concerns at all? You want to talk about anything?
Yeah, our only concern was the time change, that we thought the 2 a.m. was a little generous, and that, you know, if we asked that it would stop at 1, we talked about 12. Captain Klinghammer and I have talked about it. If you stop at 1, you know that it's going to take them probably a good hour to clear everybody out and put everybody to bed. So we thought that was important to stop at 1 instead of 2, just for the to help out, you know, the patrol, to help out the residents that live around it, and just make it a little more reasonable. We'll see how 1 o'clock goes. If 1 o'clock isn't enough, we'll revisit it next year and maybe reevaluate that.
Okay. Well, you certainly have a pulse for what's going on out there in the community. I'm out there as well. Obviously, I live there and I've seen what's been.
They don't let me in.
Been around it since the mid-90s, so I've seen all these, I remember when it used to be 4 days long, you know, and so completely understandable to the help with the time and the crowds and stuff like that. So, any committee members have any comments on this?
A couple quick questions, maybe comments, but some questions. Your impression of last year, because I know we did make substantive changes and there were a lot of discussions through here and judiciary law, a lot of committees we had discussions around it. So your impressions of, were we successful with the modifications from last year? Are we happy or content with the way things are going?
Yeah, I think we made it clear to them. Our biggest problem was made the appropriate changes as we requested, and we didn't have any crowd control issues or any issues related to that tent whatsoever. The biggest thing that happened last year was a storm came in, they evacuated, and suddenly at 11:30 at night, they're trying to restart the main concert and sending texts out to all these kids to come back in. So that's part of the time thing, because we're out there, they want to restart. I look at the cup and it says 2 a.m. I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do. So it sort of resulted in all of our staff having to stay quite a bit in the grounds. Things got damaged because when there's only about, when it goes from 30,000 people to 5,000, of that 800 or 1,000 returned, and they're all drunk, and things got damaged and garbage cans got kicked over and they were trying to rush the stage. It just wasn't, in my opinion, a good decision. So I think moving it back to 1, and then we can hold them to that a little better.
Do we need anything added to the conditions around that, such
no,
that if
so.
There's...
I think we'll do it to 1. It would have lasted longer, I would have said. But I think we worked together pretty well last year. Everything seemed to run smoothly except for that night. And even that, they canceled the show, canceled and restarted. But everything went smooth getting everybody out. Of course, nobody was happy, patron-wise, that they got everybody out. But that was the big incident last year. It was nothing like the year before. If that would have been the 50,000 people they had the year before, that would have been an issue. But they seemed to stay within their guidelines. They communicated their attendance every day. And I didn't see any variation between what they told me was going to be there and what was actually there. So they held themselves to that.
So then along that line, do you anticipate any substantive? I know there's always little tweaks, but anything substantive this year that we would do differently? I know last year somebody broke in, stole a bunch of wristbands,
yeah,
things
we
like that,
them.
But do we have other things
caught
that we're going to modify?
Caught them.
Yeah. I don't care. But they came to the concert over and over.
I mean, we can talk about security all we want, but things get stolen, they'll try to prevent it, but that's really, I think that's an issue. That was a Country Thunder issue,
okay.
And we solved that crime. So,
Dick, bottom line, you don't anticipate that we have to make any substantive changes. We have a good deployment strategy. We have everything figured out. We've done
it a few
times.
The new traffic plan worked well. I was out there every night during the peak traffic times. I didn't see or hear of any cars backed up for hours and miles. I think the limiting the attendance helped that, and as long as we stay within that, and I'll stress that this year in the you know, in my communications with them. And I don't see any substantive changes that need to happen in the building.
I do believe we added 3 more signs.
Yep.
On the road.
Out on the roadway, yes.
Yep.
They helped.
This year. Well, we're adding 3 more this year.
Oh, good.
To help get indicators. To help get that traffic down the jet.
So, all in all, good. No, I think the biggest effect last year was you gave your personal guarantees. Yeah.
I looked at it.
Well, I think I guaranteed that I would hold them accountable.
Yeah.
I didn't have to because they really did do what we asked them to do.
Yeah.
So.
I attended the meetings in the morning with Captain Hunkhammer, and I'll say this because he won't say it. The way he ran it, this past year was exceptional. He doesn't like this kind of talk. It was exceptional, and it was better than I've ever seen it run, and I'm sure that you agree. The traffic, especially the way we redid it and had State and everyone help, worked fantastic, so all that staying in place. You talk about substantive changes, the only thing, we've already troubleshot a lot of it, the whole thing from last year, but we had conversations just today, but nothing that needs to be, and we don't need to bang our fist or anything, because we've identified them. We worked so well with that security company last year that it's going to be fine.
We are going to ask them to restrict access to the campground, so in the daylight. And if need be, I can bring videos and drone videos of thousands of kids in one spot in that campground at 6-7 o'clock at night.
I would agree. I was going to say if you. Now that we've got the big issue taken care of, now let's start focusing on the small issues.
Last year we made some changes as far as our supervisors, law enforcement supervisors, taking care of each area, and that really seemed to work well. And streamlined our communication and our chain of command, so we'll continue that this year. Probably be a couple more staff we have to add, but that'll come out of the process.
So, it's Valentine's, he's getting pushy.
I'm good to go, I'll sit here all night, just save me $100.
Please, come on.
Yeah. Maybe my husband would take me
Saturday. I told her I was leaving, she was asleep in 5 minutes.
Well, just for the record, really asked Officer Klinghammer to come, you didn't have to, so.
I'm not cheap, but I'm not stupid.
Thank you guys for coming out here.
Well, that sounds good. Appreciate it. Appreciate the hard work and that went into it. It's a challenge out there. Like I said, I think the testament is that I didn't hear anything from Howard, from Twin Lakes. I know that they usually get a lot more complaints because it's the police department and stuff like that. So and I'm glad to see you here, Paul, and voice your concern as well. So. I think those are good changes that you made. And any other questions, comments? If not, then we'll move along. So, all right. So we're approving the conditions of approval here for the for Country Thunder. We'll start with youth and governance. How do you vote on this?
Oh, before you do, we just need for and against.
Oh, all right.
Public comment, and then
well, nobody's here. All right, so we'll ask it. Anybody here to speak for the petition? Anybody here to speak for the petition? Not seeing any. Anybody here to speak against the petition? Anybody here to speak against it? Not seeing any. And I'll ask about the town, because that's the next bullet point.
Yes, so the town did meet on January 25th. The motion was made to approve with that modification to the time, which we did. And I just will add also, just so you're aware, is that every fall, after all the Country's Thunder events are completed, we always do a post-event meeting with Sheriff Us, Health, and then Country Thunder staff, and we just talk through what went well, what didn't go well, and it's usually little things now. Obviously, a couple of years ago, there were a lot of big things, but you know, we're always talking about more gravel, better fencing in different areas. I think the secure area around, because the campground is kind of pushing close to the command center, getting some fencing over there. So those are the things that we always talk about. They agree to them. They're just not things that we put in the conditional use permit, but they're working things that we do. Additional signing at the drop-off spot. I mean, those are the things that we're always looking at and trying to make better. That's it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Motion to approve.
All right, got a motion
I'll
by
second.
Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Franco. You think governance, how do you vote on this? All right, okay. Board members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Obviously.
Andy, do I have Craig sign these conditions?
You can sign them.
Can you pass those
yes,
on,
ma'am.
Please? Thank you.
Thank you all for being here and showing up for your comments, sheriffs, yeah. And Paul and Bill.
So the houses that have the parking, those townships.
Thank you.
Bold. Yeah.
Wake her up. We'll spend $100 for it.
Probably get to get her still.
How are we going to get there for $100?
Yeah, how long you been, Mindy?
We've had some very expensive dinners lately. I'm reeling it in a bit.
That's not cheap to go out to eat anymore.
So we'll keep moving ahead here. We have item number 10. Again, thank you, Bob, for showing up on this. We're all good.
Thanks, Bob.
Good
to see you.
Take care.
Thanks,
Dan.
Thank you.
Item number 10 is to review and possible approval of revised land use fee schedule. And so, as in the work session, I'll just show you the fee schedule. So these are not Kenosha County fees. These are fees that are by others with the building inspection work that we're doing now in Salem Lake and with the, through that, the assessor fees that the local assessor does for Brighton and Salem Lakes. And so with that, the assessor upgraded their fees. It had not been done for some time. They informed us what they were. We have a fee schedule that it shows all the fees. So we're adjusting those, and you can see what those are. Those are not by our choice, that's them. And then at the very end, because now we're doing the zoning and planning and building inspection for the Village of Salem Lakes, is we do have the Salem Lakes fees for rezone, comprehensive plan, condition use, certified survey map variance. These are their existing fees, and they wanted to keep them the same. We did have some discussions with them, just like we did when Summers came on board, adjusting theirs to maybe be the same. But they said at this time they just didn't want to get into that. It was a big move just taking and having the county come in and start doing the inspection process and permitting processes for them. So again, these are their fees, and so we're just looking to modify and get approval for that.
I make a motion that we approve the revised land use fees.
Second. All right. Motion by Supervisor Gaske, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any comments from the committee? Not seeing any. We don't need to go through public comments on this one. This is just the board stuff, so. You think governance, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
And other board members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. You're approved. Unanimously.
Mr. Chair, I move that we table number 11, the floodplain ordinance.
Second.
Okay. Motion to table by Supervisor Gaske, second by Supervisor Bashaw. This was explained to us in the workshop that more to come on this?
Yes, currently working with the DNR. The process has been a little long, going back and forth with them, and we just weren't prepared like we were hoping to bring it to the committee today. We're going to bring it next month. We're continuing to work. Corp Council and I are meeting tomorrow. DNR and us are meeting the next week. So we just keep moving forward with the process. Basically, just so you know, is we're just adopting the model ordinance. Our ordinance is a blended ordinance of zoning and floodplain together, as almost all of us in Kenosha County, Racine, all southeast Wisconsin. But when the DNR came out to look for changes, it becomes very difficult to make those changes in the blended ordinance. So they requested that we pull it out and adopt the model ordinance, and that's what we're doing. I'll explain more of that next month, but just so that you know that it's not like we're making major changes or anything. We're just pulling it apart and adopting it as a separate ordinance and adopting new firm maps for the Fox River.
Right.
And we'll go over that next month. That is our only item for next month, so.
Yeah, and it has to be next month because of the timing.
Correct, right. We do have to have
the county board to get it.
By April 11th is right. What the FEMA requirement is.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll actually modify my motion then to specifically say that we postpone this item until our March meeting.
That's fine.
Yeah, thank you.
And then, your second?
Second.
All right, so, we're voting on tabling this till the March PDAC meeting. Starting with youth and governance, how do you vote on this? All those committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion. Item is tabled until March meeting. Approval of minutes. Any minutes to approve?
From December 13th, yes. Right, I emailed them out probably a couple weeks ago already.
I'll move to approve the December 13th minutes.
Second.
All right. All those in favor, starting with youth and governance, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
All right. Committee members?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Minutes are approved. Any other citizen comments? Not seeing any other citizens here. Any other business allowed by law?
None.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Figured I'd speed it up.